Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
A lot can happen while making a delivery for Amazon. A driver can be caught in traffic. They can be expected to carry heavy items, or in the case of a TikTok chooser named Charles, they can even accidentally fall into a customer's septic tank.
What?
In a video that has over 7 million views, Charles claims he was walking past a hole on a customer's property when the ground collapsed below him, causing him to tumble into their septic tank.
Well, people don't realize when your septic tank starts to go, a lot of times the ground around it, the surface ground, will get very fragile.
So he said, I'm like 6 feet down, and I tried using these roots around me to get out, and they just pulled more dirt in on me. It's a clip of him standing in the hole. Like, he's making this video while he's in the hole.
Can someone come here and murder me?
Charles clarifies that he only began recording the videos after calling the proper authorities and attempting to get out of the hole himself. He also claims that he only posted the videos after he had safely exited the hole. In the text overlaying the video, he calls what happened a crappy situation. Charles then posted a second video from his time in the septic tank. He says,
I'm back in now.
That his rabbit, the device that Amazon uses to track deliveries, fell into the tank. He said, I'm not digging for it. The rabbit's gone.
Jesus.
Hopefully they don't make me finish my route. In the third video, Charles reveals he actually did, in fact, finish his route. He said, I guess I'm too nice. Amazon sent another driver to take 50 packages from him, which gave him time to go home, change, and shower before heading out to complete his deliveries.
There's no effing way.
He also claims that the city sent the fire department, police, an ambulance, and a helicopter to remedy the issue.
Yeah, he's right by a discharge pipe.
He was eventually able to escape using a ladder provided by the fire department. But the dude dusted himself off, went back out, and finished his route.
Fortunately, there was plenty of corn to eat.
Police have identified the, listen to this, badly burned body that was discovered January 2nd in, and I repeat, in a large banyan tree in Hilo, Hawaii. The victim has been identified as 59-year-old Deborah Ann Humalu. An autopsy performed last week showed no signs of non-fire-related trauma.
An incinerated corpse up in a tree?
Inside a tree. The final autopsy results are pending toxicology and additional forensic testing. Shortly before 11:30 a.m. on January 2nd, the Hawaii Fire Department responded to the report of a large banyan tree on fire.
Is it possible it was a dead Keebler elf?
I don't know. Upon extinguishing the blaze, fire personnel discovered the charred human remains with an opening at the base of the tree and immediately alerted police.
It's crazy.
Police canvassed the area and interviewed numerous beachgoers. However, no one reported hearing any type of disturbance prior to witnessing the smoke and flames coming from within the tree. Never heard of that one before. That's pretty strange.
Banyan trees are cool.
Yeah. Listen to this one. A Rainbow Six Siege player got the fright of his life recently when his house was raided by police after calling 911 by mistake.
Rainbow Six, the video game.
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. The incident occurred after the player, known only as Elijah, butt-dialed emergency services while he was playing a round of Rainbow Six Siege at his home.
No.
Police officers were dispatched to his residence after a 911 operator overheard him saying, I killed two people.
Oh, man.
Unbeknownst to the operator, Elijah was actually making a harmless comment to his teammates via voice chat. Barely 2 minutes after Elijah confessed to a double homicide, several police officers showed up at his front porch, and the entire incident was captured on camera, by the way. Needless to say, Elijah looked visibly stunned when he answered the front door. His bizarre story was shared by his friend on Twitter, much to the bewilderment and amusement of Netsians. Elijah's misfortune is reminiscent of those who suffered by swatting.
Swatting, which can and has gotten people killed.
An illegal offense where people call in fake reports to police. But in Elijah's case, some Netsians said that the police actually responded appropriately to a potentially life-threatening situation. So he's just playing his game, and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door, and it's SWAT police ready to go. A judge, here's a follow-up story, has ruled that Geico does not have to pay a Missouri woman $5.2 million despite her claims that she contracted a sexually transmitted disease while inside a car insured by the company. Remember this?
Yes.
The case made its way to the Missouri Supreme Court on Tuesday, which ruled unanimously to overturn a ruling from a lower court that sided with the woman being paid by the company.
What's this button on the dashboard that says syphilis?
The woman in the case is identified in court documents as M.O., or Mo, I guess. She claims that while having sex in 2017 with a male partner inside of his 2015 Hyundai Genesis, she contracted human papillomavirus. A complaint claims the car was covered by a Geico insurance plan at the time the two had sex. Yeah. It also says that because the man knew that he had the disease and didn't tell her, he and his insurance were liable. 4 years after the woman contracted the virus, in February 2021, she alerted the insurance company she was pursuing legal action against the man, asking for $1 million. According to the complaint, she claimed the car insurance policy should cover her injuries and financial troubles, being that the virus was contracted in the car. However, Geico did not accept this settlement offer, saying that the car was not the typical use, was not in its typical use when she contracted HPV, the documents say. So
it's insane.
The Supreme Court of Missouri decided to not have them pay out the money. And then finally, we'll end with this. I'm sure we've all heard ourselves doing a routine task. Well, this Missouri father of four feels your pain. Joel Hendrick took up pickleball a few years ago and even won tournaments with his brother. But in November of last year, the unexpected happened. The 35-year-old father of four tore his neck artery.
Oh, God.
Just by turning his head.
What? While playing pickleball?
Yeah. He was following the ball, and boom, it tore a neck artery. He said, I felt a pop in the back of my neck about 2 minutes after it happened.
Jesus.
I was having to be helped over to the bench with support because I couldn't stand on my own at all.
Whoa.
In addition to the torn artery, Hendrick suffered 3 strokes as a result.
Is it possible this guy, what kind of shape is he in?
He's 35 years old. He's in fine shape. Fortunately, it looks like the dad will make a full recovery and he vows to continue playing. It was just like this freak thing, you know, like getting hit, you know,
right.
in the heart at the wrong time.
Insane for pickleball.
Yeah, just turned his head and that happened. So
it's like breaking your leg while dancing to Madonna.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Police department found a tiger cub inside of a home after officers were called to a shooting in the area. Just after
the 2 p.m. The tiger cub had a gun?
No, somebody else did. Just after 2 p.m. on Tuesday, APD learned of shots being fired. Before arriving, officers were alerted of a person shot in the leg near that area. Preliminary evidence shows that the injured person was struck by a stray bullet. Officers heard another gunshot while they were on the scene coming from a nearby mobile home. They eventually located Kevin Gerardo Mercado, who was armed with a handgun, and he was taken into custody without issue. Officers then followed a blood trail that led them inside a trailer, and they never were able to locate that injured person. However, inside the trailer home, a Bengal tiger cub was found inside a dog crate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
The Department of Game and Fish took custody of the tiger. So, and as we learned from Tiger King, there were people like Joe Exotic that were selling
tigers.
Yes, they
were.
And who was the other guy? Not Doc Mantle, but the dude.
The other idiot.
The guy that wore the do-rag baseball hat combo. I forgot.
Yeah.
But anyhow, and they probably, that's where I assume they got something.
Can't
like
do
this,
that.
So,
yeah.
No.
Very cruel.
Yeah. A Minnesota.
Jeff Lowe. They just called
him Jeff Lowe.
Screen.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So, listen to this. A Minnesota butcher shop received an unwelcome visitor when a wild deer wreaked havoc on Saturday morning.
It's crazy
that a butcher shop, like the one place it doesn't want to be. The mid-sized doe was captured making its grand entrance when it launched itself through the store's glass door in surveillance footage posted on She Said Butcher Shop's Facebook page.
Yeah, 2 London broils and a flank steak, please.
The frightened deer attempted to stand back on its feet before knocking over a few flower pots.
Liar whore.
Damaging a wall as it attempted to escape through the store's window.
Liar whore, you know it.
It's, dude, when you watch these things, it's usually like a linoleum or like a slick floor, and their hooves just don't allow them to be able to stand up
or
run around.
You feel so sad for them.
I know.
This sumbitch came crashing through that window, too, through that door.
Melissa Evans.
They had a great sale going on, Nick.
Okay.
The owner of, she said, Butcher Shop, said that she had no idea what was going on and thought maybe somebody had driven through the building or the ceiling was crashing down. It was so loud. She said she and her daughter happened to be in the meat processing room near the back of the store at the time when they were alarmed by the deer plowing into the shop. She said, I hope that the deer is okay, and back telling the story to her friends about the crazy experience she had today escaping the butcher.
But I am going to sue.
She said she was forced to close the business until Monday in order to fix the damages, but was optimistic about the wild scenario bringing a lot more business to her.
By law, you're required to have a sticker on that door because it's made of glass to let people know.
Yeah.
You'll be hearing from my attorney, Raccoon.
I think you guys have a case here.
Absolutely.
Alderman Derek Curtis's daughter was accidentally shot in the leg last week during a concealed carry class that Curtis himself was teaching at a church.
Another one of these.
And this is months after he accidentally shot himself.
Oh, my God. And this is at a church?
Yeah.
Okay.
Curtis was conducting the class on January 5th with his daughter and son in attendance. Someone handed Curtis's daughter a Glock 19, and the weapon went off.
My bad. Sorry. My bad. I'm not good at this.
25-year-old was struck in the leg and taken to a medical center in good condition. Now, the woman initially told investigators that her father had been handling the gun when it went off. Her brother said that he was handling it, too. It appears the son
got a chance to shoot her.
Was actually handing off the gun to his sister when it discharged. Like I said, this is the second time a member of the Curtis family has suffered an accidental gunshot wound last fall. Curtis shot himself in the wrist as he was cleaning the gun.
Wow.
He said the accident that required him to undergo minor hand surgery happened while he was
Going to the bathroom.
Helping a neighbor with a firearm that had been malfunctioning at the gun range.
Generally speaking, which kind of gun is the safest? Is like a revolver the safest?
I have as far as like a Glock.
Okay.
But I mean, it depends. Everyone has their preferences.
That's a make. But right, I mean, you're talking about a model, a type, a revolver, or...
Right. As far as like accidental, like the gun
accidental
going
discharge?
Off.
Yeah. It depends on the pounds of pressure that on the trigger.
Okay.
You could drop
police
one.
Officers. My brother, who's one, says they a lot of them default to the Glock, the 9mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that answers a question about safety or not.
Yeah.
You can drop it. They won't discharge.
It says revolvers can be considered safer in this particular article. So maybe so. But, you know, there's anything that can happen. You never know. Police arrested a 30-year-old man Tuesday, accusing him of shooting another man multiple times. But this was after an ill-fated October sex meetup in Florida City. Errol Martin now faces charges of attempted murder. According to the report, the victim told officers that he met Martin, who was riding a bicycle as he drove through Florida City during the morning hours. And Martin agreed to have oral with him.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're riding your
bike.
You're
working out.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. I'll give you a Hummer.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Police said the victim followed Martin to a bus stop and then drove to an undisclosed location, and they performed the act. Afterwards, Martin began to act weird towards the victim. Make him feel uncomfortable. The man then drove Martin back to where his bike was located at the bus stop. Police said that the victim sent Martin money on Cash App as they spoke about the sexual act not occurring.
Oh, it didn't occur.
That didn't happen. Martin then asked the victim for more money, and the victim had no more money to pay, so Martin pulled out a gun and started shooting him. Dude ran off, hid in the nearby bushy area where he collapsed and was later located. The victim was able to provide detectives with the Cash App account. Description of the shooter, they tracked him down. Turns out he was a parolee and convicted felon and was already in custody on unrelated charges. So they got him. He's going to jail. All right, and then we'll end with one more story, and let's go with, I have a short one here, yeah. So a pigeon was detained last month in a Canadian jail after being caught with some strange cargo. It actually had a little backpack of meth on it.
I saw that.
A pigeon.
Did you see the little backpack?
Yes.
Yeah, it was actually kind of ingenious,
So the bird wore a backpack filled with the drug and was captured near the Pacific Institution Correctional Facility in Vancouver. Officer John Randall said, my initial reaction was shock, who noted that due to advances in technology and drone detecting, smugglers have had to go, quote, old school. So,
all right.
So now they're sending in carrier pigeons.
Listen, he handed me this backpack so I could make a couple bucks. I didn't know what was in it. I didn't ask.
You're just a mule.
I'm just a mule.
All right, and there you go.
Winged mule.
That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.